Okay. Hi. Hi and hello everyone. Good day. Hello. Hola. Bonjour. Guten Tag. Selamat siang. Ni hao. Annyeong. Konnichiwa. Mabuhay. Welcome to another episode of the Seiyu Cafe Radio. One of these days, I'm really gonna create. I'm really gonna create a theme music for TSCR. Oh my! I really wanted to be. I forgot the greeting. Con cafe. I don't know what I'm doing, but as usual. Hello, everyone. This is Aris Atencio, and welcome to another episode of the Seiyu Cafe Radio. Thank you for listening to our episode. I don't know. I'm just really high tension right now because I'm. If you, anyway, for today, we will be talking about one of the memes that we've posted in our social media a few weeks, months. Oh, no. When was it? I think that was weeks ago. A few weeks ago, I think. If you've been following us on our social media, you've probably seen that meme where we did a collection of Seiyu jokes and titled it to Welcome to the Seiyu Fandom. So for today, we will be talking about that because I've noticed that so many people in the comments and replies have been, who is this? Who is that? What does that mean? Or something. So I shall do my best to explain it in a way that new people in the fandom will know. Although, as usual, I'm not sure if I'm the perfect person to explain these things, but I will try my utmost best. Okay? So, for those who are listening via audio, you better get that meme on our social media. For those who are watching on YouTube, you have your wonderful PowerPoint made by me. Okay. So, again, it's better while listening this, you're looking at the meme so that you'd understand. Okay, so, I don't know why I'm always nervous every time I record for TSCR. I'm just, my hands are really cold right now. Anyway, so welcome to the Seiyu Fandom. So if you've got your memes on your phones right now, you better look at it. If you're on YouTube, check the screen. So this is the meme that we posted a few weeks ago. Yeah, so there's a lot, right? So just a backstory for this one. Actually, this is a joined effort by the wonderful people on our wonderful the Seiyu Cafe server. This isn't made by me alone, but it's a compilation of all the Seiyu meme jokes that the people in the server shared. So, I don't know when I started doing this. Actually, this has been done. What month is it? It's September, right? I don't know when you're gonna listen to this on Spotify or any other podcast, but I made this a few months before I actually posted this because I don't know when I wanted to post this, or I'm not sure about the exact whole process of if I should post this or not, but when I decided to post this, I tried. Okay, I tried my very, very best to use captions that are not, you know, super controversial. I tried my best not to, you know, I tried my best to respect the sayus in a way in this joke. So if you're offended of this joke, then I'm sorry, but this is just a joke, okay? These are just jokes. We're just, you know, just laugh. Okay, so I'll start my explanation right now. So we are going to go left to right, then first row, okay? To those who are listening on audio. So the first one, the upper left. So the first one, the upper left, today is an artistic goat. This guy is my YouTube. Ah. Okay, I should use the left and right one. So the first one, the unartistic goat. This is Eguchi Takuya. Eguchi Takuya is, for those who are new, he is Lloyd Forger in Spy X Family. He's also Nagi in Idolish 7. What else? He has a lot of roles, actually. Why an artistic goat? Okay, let's be honest, okay? Eguchi Takuya isn't exactly the best when it comes to drawing, okay? So, you know how people use quote-unquote whenever we try to say something we don't mean? So, I put an artistic goat because type in on the internet Eguchi Takuya drawings, you'll know. Period. I think, if I remember correctly, it's actually called Kimoi drawings. Kimoi is Japanese for disgusting or creepy, I think. So yeah, that's why he's an artistic goat. But goat though, we call him goat because of how he says "nah" a lot of times, and that sounds like a goat. To be fair, so an artistic goat. So that's Eguchi Takuya. Next. So the next one beside him on the right is Shimonohiro, our most valuable seiyu for 2 years in a row already. So he's Zenitsu in Kimetsu no Yaiba. He's they have a lot. I'm just gonna give one example on top of my head, but yeah, Shimonohiro. Actually, Shimonohiro has a lot of, you know, captions to be used. It's just that I use this because when he laughs, it sounds like a chopping board. Like, I actually cannot imitate it. It's like, just imagine a chopping board. That's how Shimonohiro laughs. But we could also put their karage lover or something, or big chested guy. His chest is actually really wide, but I don't know why I didn't put that, but I just put chopping board there, right? Okay, so the next one is Dang Hanae Natsuki. For the new ones, I don't think you haven't heard of Hanae Natsuki because lately he's been very, very popular. He is Kamado Tanjiro in Kimetsu no Yaiba. He's also nine S in Nier. Yeah. But the reason why I added Catbot is because if you go to his Twitter account, there will be a lot of pictures of his cats. What's the name of his cats? Compay and there are two cats. Compay and Miso, I think. Miso. The people on Discord are confirming me. So Compay and Miso. There's this funny story about Hanae Natsuki before. He got, if I remember, he got banned or blocked by the Kimetsu no Yaiba. I don't recall who or what blocked him. He just got blocked because his Twitter account has this name bot in his Twitter description. So you can imagine just how dedicated he is to his cats to have that cat bot in his description and get blocked not once but twice. I think he really got blocked twice. So, oh, by the way, he uses DSLR cameras for his cats. That's how dedicated he is. But we love him, so that's fine. Alright, next! Ta-da! The first female we have is Hanazawa Kana. Seno? Seno? For those otakus or those who love watching anime, you should be able to know that word already. Seno? Or something. It's by Sengoku in the Monogatari series. That's by Hanazawa Kana. She voiced Sengoku in Monogatari series, and that song is, I wonder if I'm allowed to sing this. I don't know if, I'm not sure if this is gonna get copyrighted, but it goes, demo sonanja dame na sona hora nanane ga suru yo motto motto. So it's Hanazawa Kana who sang that. Hanazawa Kana also voiced a lot. she voiced a lot. So that's why we put Senna there, because she voiced and sang that song, by the way. So she's really popular for that. Okay, next. I'm trying to make this 30 minutes. Next is the wonderful and the very talented Hayami Saori. So the caption we put there is Nesan voice number one. Because if you've noticed, a lot of Hayami Saori's roles are using mature and kind of Nesan voice, like I can't imitate it. Like ara. Watashi wa onesan desu. Something like that. I can't do the Nesan voice. I'm not a Nesan. Hayami Saori is popular as Ayaka in Genshin Impact, as Jabami Yumeko in Kakegurui, and so many more. But she's also an amazing singer. But if you just look at the list of her roles, she uses a lot of mature voice. So it's like a Nesan something. Okay, next. Kayano Ai. So Kayano Ai, actually I should have put Kayano Ai as Nesan number one, but it doesn't matter. They're both Nesan voices anyway. So Kayano Ai voices Menma, voices a lot. She voices a lot, actually. She also has this very mature and cool kind of voice. But this is what I actually noticed lately. Hayamin and Kayano, lately, I don't know if you've noticed, but lately they've been casted in a lot of mom roles. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but they've been doing a lot of mom roles lately. So I don't know, I guess I guess they just have this mature kind of voices. So maybe they're not Nesan voices anymore. Maybe they're mom voices. Anyway, I love their voices. It's very relaxing in a way. Hayami and Kayano. Okay, next. Tene! The actual Nesan. This is Uchida Maya. So, for those who are aware, Uchida Maya is actually the big sister of the Ototo, Uchida Yuma. So they're siblings, I mean, Uchida Maya and Uchida Yuma. Okay, hands down, I don't know if, maybe this is just my opinion, but hands down, I feel like Uchida Maya and Uchida Yuma are sort of the most popular siblings in the seiyu industry. This is just my opinion because both are really popular. Let me think. There's a lot of siblings actually in the seiyu industry. It's just that both of these seiyus are popular. They're the most popular ones. That's why I use this as their captions. The Ototo. Ototo, by the way, is Japanese. Nesan! Those who are not familiar with Japanese words, Nesan is big sister. Ototo is little brother. So you have Nesan, the actual Nesan. Although Uchida Maya can do. Uchida Maya is very, 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 very versatile. She can do a lot of voices as well. She can actually do Nesan voices too. So yeah. So she's the actual Nesan. And then you have the Ototo. And then next, you have not the Ototo. This is Enoki Jr. Okay, when I wrote this, I actually don't know what to put for Enoki Jr. Because, to be honest, he isn't that new, but lately he's only been getting all the attention because of his character Itadori Yuji in Jujutsu Kaisen and Nasa in Tonikaku Kawaii. But the reason why I added not the Ototo, because you can search this on YouTube, he has this conversation with Uchida Maya, the actual Nesan, wherein they talked about Uchida Maya being called Nesan by other people in the seiyu industry, even though they're not related. So you can sense by that conversation that Uchida Maya is just really popular as the Nesan. So Enoki Jr. and Maya were talking about that, and then Enoki Jr., he was like, "Can I call you Nesan as well?" Oh, the funny thing about that is Enoki Jr. is older than Uchida Maya, which makes the conversation really, really funny. So I just wrote not the Ototo, so yeah. Okay, next. Although he's really a good actor. Next. Okay, this is something that people would really agree with. Daddy voice number one. I mean, I don't think I should even put the name, but this is Tsuda Kenjiro. Nanami in Jujutsu Kaisen. Seto Kaiba in Yu-Gi-Oh. Who else? He has a lot. Okay, this is funny because he had an interview with Netflix Japan. This is so funny. There were comments that he had to read from people who sent messages, and I forgot the exact word or the exact message, but this the sender called Tsuda Kenjiro daddy. But I feel like Tsuda Kenjiro laughed it out because he thought he was called daddy, as in daddy, papa, or father. I feel like the sender was talking about a different daddy. Anyway. Anyway. Okay, I had to calm down. Jiro Kenjiro is very popular with characters who are very mature and has this I'm actually very embarrassed to say this, but sexy kind of voice, you know. He has a lot of those. So yeah, Jiro Kenjiro. Okay. Next, daddy voice number two. This is Soabe Junichi. Yeah. So another seiyuu with an amazing voice, Soabe Junichi. Wait. He's also in Jujutsu Kaisen, right? I'm just remembering Jujutsu Kaisen characters right now. But let's try. Jingu Jiren in Uta no Prince-sama, he's also I can't remember a lot, but he has a lot of characters that he voiced. But Soabe Junichi's voice is very smooth, very mature, very sexy. So that's why I added daddy voice number two. Okay, someone was reminding me on the chat. This is a funny this is a story about his name. And anyway, there was this clip wherein a Filipino sender sent a message to Soabe Junichi and Suzuki Tatsuhisa at that time about a song in the Philippines called Mr. Suave. In the Philippines, suave means smooth, like cool, smooth, or something. And then the Filipino sender sent that to the radio show during that time. Should I sing it? I shouldn't sing it. I don't know. But yeah, suave. It was funny because for Filipinos, suave means smooth and cool, which is very synonymous to how Soabe Junichi's voice is usually. So yeah, daddy voice number two. Okay, next is who? Daddy voice number three. So this one is Nakamura Yuichi. Actually, okay, to me, Nakamura Yuichi is very versatile. He usually voices gruff, big voice, what else? Big voice, serious kind of characters. But lately, he's been getting this title, Daddy Voice, as well. Because, I mean, I guess it's true. He also has a lot of characters that he voiced like that, so I guess it's fine. But yeah, oh, he voiced, what's the name? I forgot. He voiced, who's the one in Jujutsu Kaisen? He voiced Gojo Satoru. He voiced Gojo Satoru, and so many people think he's daddy, so yeah, whatever. Okay, next. Hikari Are. So this is Ishikawa Kaito. Ishikawa Kaito voiced oh my god, what's the name? In Haikyuu, he voiced Kageyama. He voiced Kageyama in Haikyuu, and in Haikyuu there's this song called Hikari Are. I forgot if it's an OP or opening song or an ending song. I think you can find a clip of that on YouTube. If you search it, he sang it really suspiciously. Anyway, it goes Hikari Are, but he, yeah. Anyway, that's why I chose that caption. That was really funny. You should watch the clip on YouTube. Next. Ara Ara number one. This is Ito Shizuka. If you check the list of roles by Ito Shizuka, you will see a lot of mature, sexy kind of characters, and her voice is really smooth, and I can't do Ara Ara, but she's really good at it. Like, I'm trying to think how I should do it, but maybe not. No, I can't do Ara Ara. But yeah, Ito Shizuka voiced Yelena. I forgot if that's the name in Ansatsu Kyoshitsu. She also, okay, this is, I'm gonna be very like obvious, but she voiced a lot of big chested characters. That's why she's Ara Ara. But yeah, she has a really sexy voice anyway. Okay, next. Ara Ara number two. Tanaka Rie. Actually, to be very, very fair, I haven't heard Tanaka Rie a lot. I mean, she's a veteran, but maybe this is just me, but I haven't heard her in a lot of animes. Maybe I didn't get to watch some of her roles. But the reason why I put Ara Ara number two is because of her role as Lisa in Genshin Impact. There was this popular incident in Genshin Impact because of her voice. When she climbs on Genshin Impact, period. Play Genshin Impact and try to. This is me promoting Genshin Impact. Okay, this is funny. I forgot if I mentioned this before or not, but I have a coworker. I hope they don't listen to this because they know. But I have a coworker who said, "Do you play Genshin Impact?" And I said, "Yeah." And he was like, "Do you play Lisa? Do you know Lisa or something?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do." And he was like, "Do you know that thing about Lisa?" Yeah, I know when she climbs. And then my coworker said he had to not use the speakers whenever he uses Lisa because the neighbors will find it sus. Anyway, Ara Ara. Okay, next. Forever 17. Who will be having her birthday in a few days, I think, or if I don't know when you're gonna listen to this, but yeah, Inoue Kikuko is a veteran seiyuu who's really, I guess she's stereotyped as well in mothers and Nesan voice. She's the original mother and Nesan voice, and for that fact, I don't know if it's for that fact, but. Mostly, she's like people. I mean, I think she's the one who actually dubbed herself as that. But Forever 17 means she's forever 17 years old. She always tells her followers or people that she doesn't age. She's 17 years old forever. It's like a small funny cult that she created. But, you know, it's just a joke. But I think most of us would agree that her voice is really, really young anyway, so yeah. Okay, next. I just noticed that I'm almost 30 minutes. Man, I'm really so... I really don't know how to manage time. Anyway, next. Working Human Jorokobe. This is Nakata Joji. So Nakata Joji is also a veteran seiyuu. And the Working Human Yorokobe came from... The Working Human came from... I don't know if this is related to an anime, but... He sang this funny song, Working Human something. I think it's related to an anime. search it on YouTube. You can find it. And the Yorokobe is from his character in the Fate series. He says this line, Yorokobe Shonen. So it's something of a titular. I don't know if it's called titular, but it's a line that is popular from him. So working human Yorokobe. I don't know why I didn't put the shonen, but working human Yorokobe. Okay, next. This one, I put it like that out of spite. This is Koyasu Takehito, by the way. So, Dio. If you don't know, he voiced Dio in the JoJo series. He didn't voice Dio. Did he voice Dio? I don't think he voiced Dio, but he voiced... Wait, let me search it. He's in the JoJo series. JoJo. Koyasu Takehito. Dio Brando. He voiced Dio Brando. And the funny thing is that the reason why I put it like that, because check any post about Koyasu Takehito, you will never not see a comment saying Kono Dio da or something, or a gif of Dio Brando or something. If you're not familiar, Dio is the yellow haired guy. Yeah. So You'll know. It's funny though, because Koyasu Takehito is one of the most prolific seiyus in the industry, but people would always just compile him to Dio. So Dio ellipsis question mark. Is he Dio? Is it Koyasu Takehito? I don't know. Who knows? But yeah. Next. So we're here. So this is the ever amazing Ono Daisuke. So actually this caption is related to the caption for another amazing seiyuu, Kamiya Hiroshi. So to the new people, to the new fans, Ono Daisuke and Kamiya Hiroshi are actually good friends who are always, how do you say this, partnered? They're always in a lot of animes together. So their dynamic is very, very funny, because Ono Daisuke is the bullied one while Kamiya Hiroshi is the bully. It's fun, you know, to see them interact like that. In a lot of clips, Kamiya Hiroshi loves to bully Ono Daisuke so much, and Ono Daisuke being the funny and the charming one, I mean they're both charming, but you know, I feel like he's a bit gullible and at times that's why he gets bullied a lot by Kamiya Hiroshi. But in the entirety of the relationship, it's actually really cute. They're really, really good friends. Two examples of them being in an anime together. One is in Noragami, Yato and I forgot, Daikoku? Was he Daikoku? Ono Daisuke is Daikoku in Noragami and Hiroshi is Kamiya. Hiroshi is Kamiya! Hiroshi is Yato. Then they're also in Shingeki no Kyojin together. As I forgot the names. Oh my god. Okay, thank you, chat. Thank you to the Discord chat. Irwin and Levi. So Irwin and then Levi. Yeah, so there's a lot. They have a lot of animes, even games together. So yeah. Their dynamics is just really funny. Okay, next. This artistic lolly. This is the one and only Aoi Yuki. Now, compared to our quote unquote artistic goat from the first seiyuu, Eguchi Takuya, Aoi Yuki is in fact very, very artistic and talented. If you search for Aoi Yuki drawings, she's an amazing illustrator. She's amazing. She's really good at drawing. She even colors it sometimes. And for that, she actually has a project named Chimera. I forgot the name. Chimera something. It's her own designs, own story. That's how artistic she is. She's really good. So try to check. She voiced Lumine in Genshin Impact. She voiced Tanya Deguretschaf in Yojo Senki and many more. She's not just artistic, but she's also very talented. Right. Okay, next. iPhone shower. Okay, so for this iPhone shower one, so many people are not familiar with her, even though I think so many people know her. This is Koizumi Moeka. So Koizumi Moeka is best known for... Okay, Koizumi Moeka is best known for her roles as Dai Banana in Shoujo Kageki. She's also in D4DJ as Yuka Jennifer Sasago. And recently, she has been in Nijigasaki Gakuen Love Live as Mifune Shioriko. So, what's funny about Koizumi Moeka or Moepi? The reason why the caption is iPhone shower is because, simply because, she tried to clean her iPhone under the shower. So, she tried to clean her iPhone using the shower. That's why iPhone shower. If you search iPhone shower on Google, you'd actually see they would... There's a lot of articles about her. Because it trended in Japan. Not only in Japan, but in the meme world in the West. So, yeah. Koizumi Moeka actually... tried to clean her iPhone under the shower. So I don't know what happened, but I guess obviously her phone didn't survive the shower incident. But yeah, that's Koizumi Moeka. Remember her name. Koizumi Moeka is the iPhone shower, but you can also check her roles. She's in a lot of idol anime, actually. But yeah. Next. Elon Musk's favorite. So this is Sato Hinata. So Sato Hinata is... wait. I didn't open the window for her roles. Sato Hinata is best known for her role as Akiyama Mizuki in... Project Sekai. She's also Hoshimi Juna in Shoujo Kageki. Now, the reason why I put Elon Musk's favorite is because that... there was this time when... I don't know if some of you know, but there was this time when Elon Musk was supposed to buy Twitter and something. So people were saying that Elon Musk now owns Twitter. The funny thing is, Sato Hinata actually... tweeted to Elon Musk in English asking for him to verify her account. Now, the funny thing after that is after that, she actually got her account verified, which is really, really funny because it was really timed because if I remember correctly, she's been asking for this for so long, for her Twitter account to be verified. So, as soon as she asked Elon for that, she got verified. I really applaud her effort to use English, actually. You could search Hinata Sato Elon Musk or something. Yeah, but she's really, really good. Okay, next. Oh my god, I went past 30 minutes already. I'm never gonna get a radio for 30 minutes. Anyway, sports anime dude! This is Yoshimasa Hosoya. Okay, so the reason why I added sports anime dude is because he, if not always, usually, he is usually in a sports anime. He will never not be present in a sports anime. Let me think. If I remember correctly, he's already in a basketball anime, in a soccer anime, in a volleyball anime. He's also in a baseball anime. He's in a lot of anime. He has a lot of anime characters, so. And sports anime characters. So yeah, that's why sports anime dude. Hosoya Yoshimasa. Yoshimasa Hosoya. Okay, next. Oh my god, we still have a lot. I talk a lot. We're gonna go past 1 hour. I'm just sure of this. So let me just do this. Toya Nagatoshi Yuki. So idol anime dude number one. I feel like Toya Nagatoshi Yuki is in a lot of idol animes. Wait, let me just check. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like he's always in an idol anime, either as a main cast or as the enemy group or something. But he's always in an anime. Idol game, something. But yeah, he's always in an idol anime. You could check. You could try checking. So idol anime dude number one. Next is idol anime dude number two. This is Furukawa Makoto. This was so funny because so many people were laughing at the photo that I used. Furukawa Makoto is another seiyuu that I feel like is in a lot of idol animes. Okay, this isn't an idol anime, but I was surprised that he was in the recent one, Paradox Live. I mean, when I found out that he was gonna be in Paradox Live, I was like surprised but not surprised, because another singing project or rap project. Furukawa Makoto is definitely gonna be here, so yeah, you can check us as well. He's in a lot. Next, this is Sugita Tomokazu. So this is Sugita Tomokazu, who is very popular as Kintoki in Gintama. So the reason why he's like real life Kintoki isn't because he cosplayed Kintoki, but if you watched Gintama, Kintoki is pretty funny, energetic, and kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but he's very funny or something. So in real life, Sugita Tomokazu is also somehow like that. Like, he's very, how do I explain this in a way that that does not sound very bad, but he's playful. He likes teasing or something. He likes to be something. But yeah, if you know how Gintoki is, somehow Sugita Tomokazu is like that as well. Yeah. Next, we'll make you doubt yourself number one. This is Shota Aoi. This is a seiyuu and singer who, if you look at, okay, I don't want to assume their pronouns or something, but I don't know. He's really, really, really beautiful. He's cosplayed and dresses sometimes in feminine dresses or something. And he's really, really beautiful. I swear to God. I mean, this picture is proof. I think this is a mermaid, I think. Or a female mermaid or something. He slayed that role. This is the picture is from a musical, I think. A theater musical or something. He slayed that role. He knows how to do it. If you don't know, he also voiced a few female characters. That's how good he is. So, let's all doubt ourselves together. Okay, next. Someone said he stays in heels better than me. True. He's really good with heels. You won't know. That's why you're gonna doubt yourself. Next is the one and only Ogata Megumi. She will make you doubt yourself as well. If you don't know, she is Shinji in Neon Genesis Evangelion. Yeah. Ogata Megumi is popular for voicing shonen characters. And she will also make you doubt yourself because she's really good at voicing those kinds of characters. And it's amazing. The recent one as in Jujutsu Kaisen as well. What's the name of her role? I forgot. Yuta Ohotsu. She really slayed that role. Ogata Megumi was perfect as Yuta, and so many people loved her as that. So, yeah. So many loved Yuta. Next is... How old are you really? This is Murase Ayumu. So Murase Ayumu is another seiyuu who is very versatile. The reason why I put how old are you really is because the first time that I knew about him, I didn't know he was that age. I mean, he's young, but his voice isn't exactly for that age. Do you know what I mean? It's like, he's really good at voicing very, very young characters. I mean, wait, how old is he? I can't even accept the fact that he's as old as some seiyuus that I didn't know. Anyway, he's older than some seiyuus that I know, like, wait, let me just think about it. So Murase Ayumu, according to the Google, he's supposed to be 1988. Some people who are also born in 1988 is Enoki Jr. I think. Is he? 1988. Then, who else? Hanae Natsuki is 1991. Uichiro Umehara is 1991 as well, if I remember correctly. But, you know what I mean? He sounds really young. He looks really young. He's baby-faced, so you gotta understand why we doubt. Oh my god, I just saw that I still have so many things to discuss. I wonder if I should continue this, but yeah, let's continue this. Maybe I should do part 1, part 2. Anyway, I feel like I'm gonna do a part 1, part 2 for this because this is so long. Anyway, this one, Unwilling Chad, is Matsuoka Yoshitsugu. The word Chad is usually different in different contexts, but in the modern slang, Chad usually means the alpha male, confident alpha guy or something. The problem is, Matsuoka Yoshitsugu is very introverted, and we're not sure if this is true, but he looks like he has this sort of anxiety every time he's on a live show or something. That's why I called him Unwilling Chad. Because his characters are always in a harem, but the real life him is so opposite of his characters. That's why it's so funny. Unwilling Chad. Matsuoka Yoshitsugu is also Xiao in Genshin Impact. He's also in Kimetsu no Yaiba. What else? So many. I'm still halfway through my PowerPoint, guys. Next is Unwilling Chad Sunshine BFF. This is Shimazaki Nobunaga. So Shimazaki Nobunaga is known for his very charming smile, like sunshine kind of smile. If he smiles, it's like the reason, this is just my opinion, but the reason why his smile is always so bright and sunny is because of his eye smile. Whenever he smiles, his eyes smile as well. That's why his whole face is so bright or something. And I'm not sure if this is true as well, if he's actually the best friend of Matsuoka Yoshitsugu, but they're always together as well. There were times when they would choose each other to be the other's companion. So I guess fans just assumed they're best friends or something, but I feel like they are really close friends. So I'm willing Chad Sunshine BFF. They're besties. Next is Yellow Ranger. I don't think some people knew about this, but this is Mao. Mao Ichimichi. Before, I don't know if this is before or until now, but Mao is actually an actress. What's the name of her role? She acted as the Yellow Ranger in this Sentai show, Mao Ichimichi Yellow Ranger. I don't even remember. Ah, Luca Mil. What's that? Luca Milfi? Is this Milfi? Milifi? I should have worn my glasses. She's Luca Milfi or Gokka Yellow in Kaizoku Sentai Gokiger. So yeah, the Sentai Gokiger is a you know, the Power Rangers kind of shows originally from Japan. So she acted as a Yellow Ranger in one of those shows. So that's why she's really popular as that. Okay, next. Yami no Uno. So this is Ono Kensho. This is a typo. I should have written Yami no Ono, but somehow I didn't know this is Yami no Uno. But Ono Kensho's group of friends are Eguchi Takuya and Hanae Natsuki, and in Hanae Natsuki's channel they've played Uno a lot, but in a very weird way, because they named it Yami no Uno, I think. And yeah, Ono Kensho. Yami no Uno. They played it a lot, and I think because of that, the actual Uno company recruited the three to promote the Uno anniversary's new sort of games. So yeah, Yami no Uno. Next is Will Steal Yami no Uno Seno. This is a big brain caption, but Yami no Uno, it's Ono Kensho. If you remember, Seno is Hanazawa Kana, and Hanazawa Kana and Ono Kensho are married. So this is Sakura Ayane. So Sakura Ayane is very, very close to Hanazawa Kana, and she stated in a lot of interviews, in a lot of shows, that she loves Hanazawa Kana so much, to the point of choosing Hanazawa Kana. Is that correct? Choosing Hanazawa Kana if she wants to marry someone of the opposite gender. So she likes Hanazawa Kana so much that we sort of joke that one day she will steal Hanazawa Kana from Ono Kensho. Next. This one, I never asked for the rejected life. This is Toyama now. The reason why the caption is like this is because Toyama now is known for... Okay, she doesn't voice a lot, but she voiced the popular ones. She voiced the popular rejected characters like... Okay, see, I can't even remember on top of my head, but... if you know, if you check her roles, it isn't really so much, or it isn't really a lot, but she just really voiced the popular ones like, wait. Yui Gahama Yui in Oregairu. So, rejected. Sarashina Ruka in Kanojo Okarishimasu. I don't know if she's gonna be rejected or not. I didn't watch, but yeah. Koga Tomoe in Bunny Senpai. So, all of them were popular and known to be rejected. So, sad. Although, she also has some roles that are, you know, who won. Like, Chitose in Nisekoi. Chitose. Chitoge in Nisekoi and Chiho in... These are spoilers. In Hataraku Mousama. But yeah. Anyway. Hopefully, Naoto Yama gets another role where she doesn't get rejected. Oops. Next. Okay. Next is Kaji Yuki. Oops. The one in the PowerPoint it got cut off, but it's Dude, You're Everywhere. Kaji Yuki is known to have a lot of main character roles. That's why it's Dude, You're Everywhere. I think there was also this one time when fellow Seiyu Nojima Kenji and Sakurai Takahiro joked about Kaji Yuki being the go-to main guy character. So it's like, Dude, You're Everywhere. Think of a popular main guy. I feel like it's probably gonna be Kaji Yuki. Okay, let's check to be sure. Let's check his roles. I mean, even if it's not even main role, he's gonna be in that show. Like, for example, Eren is so popular. Shingeki no Kyojin, Todoroki Shoto. He's not even a main, but that's in Boku no Hero Academia. Kozume Kenma in Haikyuu. Okay, you get the point. He's everywhere. But just the first three that I mentioned, that's already so popular. You can check. He's everywhere. Next. Tsundere Queen. This is Kugimiya. Oops. My PowerPoint got Kugimiya Rie. So this is another reference to her characters. Most of her characters are actually tsundere. That's why she's called Tsundere Queen. It's something that she got dubbed because of her roles, like in Toradora, in Shakuga no Shana. She's the main character in those. She's usually a tsundere. So for those who don't know, tsundere are those... How do you describe tsundere? Let me check. Tsundere. Tsundere is an adjective used to describe a person or character who swings between emotionally hot and cold. In particular, when dealing with a love interest. So yeah. Kugimiya Rie has a lot of roles like that. Okay, next. Throat go burr. Okay, I feel like some of the comments thought that I was making fun of him, of his surgery. But no, I wasn't making fun of his surgery, but more of the characters that he always has. Okamoto Nobuhiko is popular for getting roles that are very rough. And his voice would always have to go... or something, and it's so painful to hear sometimes, but he does it really, really well. The thing is, he actually got a surgery a few years ago, I think, I forgot, to heal his throat. So if you've noticed, I don't know if you've noticed, but aside from his old characters that have to have another season, lately he's been having roles that doesn't have to deal with getting his throat, like, or something. usually lately I've noticed that lately excuse me his roles are usually in rom-coms. He doesn't scream as much anymore, so I guess because of that surgery. So but in his pre-surgery his throat goes brrr or something. So yeah, one example is Bakugo from Boku no Hero Academia. So ako mo tanubihik. Next. Okay, this is a very, I don't know how to explain this. So this is Takahashi Rie. So how do I explain this? For to be honest, a lot of people, Shotacon means Shota complex, and in Japanese Shota means younger boy. And I've found out that a lot of people in the West, or I don't know if it's just in the West, but a lot of people on the internet does not like the term Shotacon or Lolicon or something. I don't know. I'm not the right person to say this, or I feel like I might get canceled if people would listen to this, but I don't think a culture is applicable to other people. So there's this one thing that I actually read about this, and this is what they said. Let me just read. Loli and Shota are Japanese terms. They don't equate to, you know, bad things, and JP celebrities use the term quite a lot. Plus, a person who has a quite decent amount of knowledge on Japanese culture can say that they aren't bad words, but people would I don't know if they're misconstruing the meaning in other parts, but I don't know. I'm not the right person to talk about this, but let's just say that Takahashi Rie likes younger boys in probably 2D form. Or in games. And then the whale part doesn't have to be the Shotacon part, but mostly the whale is because she likes gacha games, and she spends a lot on gachas. So yeah, I don't know what you're gonna think about this, but I don't know, it's up to you to decide what you want. I'm not the proper person to explain more of that. Anyway, Takahashi Rie. Next. Heck no to social media. Lamao. This is Uchiyama Koki. Uchiyama Koki is known to have... To not have any social media. We don't know if he has a social media or not, but he's not on social media. Although so many people would love to have him on social media, but... Yeah. He doesn't have a social media. Next. Okay, Meme Queen Thug Life. This is Amaki Sally. Amaki Sally. She's in 2027. I don't know how you read that in English, but 2022/7. Nanabun something. Amaki Sally is a member of that group, and she's also a seiyuu. And the reason why I put Meme Queen Thug Life is because before she actually became serious with the idol life, she's an idol, she does a lot of memes, which are very, very funny because she speaks English. She grew up in the States and something. And she's really... Try searching it on YouTube. She's very, very funny. She likes memes. Amaki Sally. Sally, I don't know, my pronunciation is different. Okay, next. Oops, it's not moving. Flat is Justice. This is Komatsu Mikako. So the Flat is Justice came from this clip wherein she and Eguchi Takuya were talking about chests. And in that clip, I don't think you can find it on YouTube anymore. It got removed. I don't know why, but in the conversation, they were talking. I think there was a message about having, you know, big chests and something. And Komatsu Mikaka is known to have ranted and thrown a tantrum like, Ina! Like, oh, good for them. I wish I have big chests. And she started rambling and throwing tantrums that she wished she had big chests too. And Eguchi was like, what am I supposed to say? I don't know what I'm supposed to say with this. So yeah. But do you think she's flat? I don't know. I don't really pay attention, but flat is justice. Badass grandma. So badass grandma is Nozawa Masako because she is a veteran seiyuu who is known for voicing Goku in Dragon Ball. So everyone knows Goku. Son Goku is kind of badass. So she's one of the seiyuus who have voiced a character for more than 30 years, I think. She's been voicing Goku ever since the beginning. So, badass. Badass grandma. Next. Designated kid. This is Kuno Misaki. Kuno Misaki is known for voicing kids. Period. Even before she voiced Klee in Genshin Impact, I've known her to voice kids ever since. And she's really good at it, to be honest. So, boom boom bakodan. She's really good. I like her. I like her a lot. Her, okay, for me, this is another opinion, but maybe for me, her kid voice isn't that annoying. It's actually really cute. Because there are, maybe not annoying, but there are some kid voice that aren't really pleasant to the ears. But for me, Kondo Misaki is really good at kid voices. I'm rushing. Okay. German guy number one. This is Kakihara Tetsuya. So, German guy number one is because he grew up in Germany. Was he born in Germany? But he grew up in Germany and he knows German. So he's since, wait, let me just double check. I don't want to be. I think he was born. Okay, according to Wikipedia, born in Dusseldorf, West Germany. So he was born in Germany, grew up there, but transferred to Japan. So he's German guy number one. He's really good in German as well. Someone is fact checking me on the chat. He grew up in Dusseldorf until he was 18 years old. He's really good. I'm not mentioning any characters of the series anymore, but just check them on Google. Kakihara Tetsuya. Next is German guy number two. So German guy number two is Kimura Subaru, another seiyuu who was born in Germany. Was he born in Germany? Born in Germany and then grew up there and then transferred again to Japan. So his real name, actually, Kimura Subaru's real name is actually very German. I don't know if this is very German or it's not Kimura Subaru, but his real name is, okay, please correct me to those German who are listening to me. I don't know if this is the correct pronunciation for his name, but Kimura Subaru's real name is Subaru Samuel Bart. Anyway, Bart. It's not something. I'm so sorry, I butchered the name. But yeah, that's why he's German guy number two. Okay, next is German guy number three. This is Komada Wataru. And Komada Wataru is... Okay, I tried to check this, but he was not born in Germany, I think. but more on he was born in Japan, but he transferred to Germany and lived there for 9 years, I think. That's why he's fluent in German as well. So, yeah. Kuma daw ataru. Next, we're almost done. I'm probably gonna cut this into two. I don't know, maybe not. So this one, real life Aqua is Amamiya Sora. So I don't know if you've watched Konosubarashi or Konosuba, you'll know that Aqua is a bit ditzy and kind of stupid. No, maybe not stupid, but more of clumsy and kind of stuff. Amamiya Sora is known to be a bit clumsy as well, or like, maybe she's not stupid. I don't think she's stupid, but she's kind of, there are clips of her being blank, or like, she forgets things, like very clumsy. She's almost like Aqua, but you know, she's an amazing seiyuu as well. Next is Sawashiro Miyuki. So Sawashiro Miyuki, I'm just biased. I don't know what caption to put there. I just said queen because for me, she's a queen. And apparently so many people agree with me, so I'm thankful. So this is just me being a fangirl. I love her so much, Sawashiro Miyuki. I love you so much. Queen. So yeah. If I think of any other captions for her, I actually couldn't think of any. She should be in either Ara Ara or Nesan moment as well, but since I'm biased, I put her as queen. Funny though, because someone mentioned that she shouldn't be queen. She should be number two queen, and Hayami Saori should be number one. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Maybe do yours. But to me, Miyuki Sawashiro is queen, so you know, please make yours. Anyway, next. Pun-induced Jesus look-alike. This is Fukuyamochu. Okay, so the hair though. Fukuyamajun didn't have long hair before, but the way his hair is long right now makes him look like Jesus. That's why Jesus look alike. Anyway, but the pun induced though. For the new ones who are new to the fandom, if you search for Fukuyama Jun's clips, he likes making puns. Like pun jokes. So sometimes it doesn't translate in English very well because his puns are mostly Japanese, but he likes puns. I don't know if it's funny because it really doesn't translate into English, but I think, yeah, pun-induced Jesus. The question is, when does he plan to cut his hair? But I don't know, so many people like his hair anyway, so amen. Next! Fake Megane is Sakurai Takahiro. Again, for those new in the fandom, did you know that even though glasses are Sakurai Takahiro's point image, yeah, or trademark, he actually doesn't need glasses. So the reason behind this is because I think his previous agency told him that he looked a lot more approachable, or he looks quote unquote better. I don't know. He looks good. He already looks good, but I think it's because of the agency's request that he put glasses to make him look more approachable or something. But yeah. He kept the glasses for the image, but he actually doesn't need glasses. That's why it's fake Megane. Megane is glasses, by the way, in Japanese. So, yeah. Don't be fooled by the glasses. Next. Zach's wife, Sakamoto Maya. This is so funny because in the comments, someone was like, who's Zach? Who's Zach? Why is she the wife of Zach? Did she marry Zach? That's funny. But they know Aerith. They don't know Zach. I was like, what? How can you know Aerith but not Zach? But anyway, Sakamoto Maya. This is related to Suzumura Kenichi. So Aerith's husband is Suzumura Kenichi, and Zach's wife is Sakamoto Maya. If you don't know, in real life, Sakamoto Maya and Suzumura Kenichi are married. Oh, one of the fandom's most beloved seiyuu couples. So, I didn't play Final Fantasy, so I'm not sure, but I think Zach and Aerith are a love interest in the game. I'm not sure. Please correct me. Maybe I'm wrong. But so since they're married in real life, I said, so they're basically a couple. Okay, so I'm not wrong. Things happen. Okay. I don't know. I didn't play Final Fantasy, but yeah. So it's Zach's wife, because Zach Fair was voiced by Suzumura Kenichi. And Aerith is voiced by Sakamoto Maya. So it's just a seiyuu character reference. Yeah. They're so cute together, by the way. Okay, we're almost done. The next one is Alcohol is Life by Kimura Ryohei. So there are so many people who commented that there are so many people who are actually alcoholic. I don't know, but the first one that I thought of is Kimura Ryohei. That's why Kimura Ryohei is Alcohol is Life. Even in his Twitter username, Ryohei Drunk, you'd know that he loves alcohol. But yeah, he always professes his love for alcohol. So yeah, that's why it's Alcohol is Life. Okay, next. Old hag, she's not. This is Hikasa Yoko. Okay, before I did the recording for this radio episode, I actually had to search properly, because I know that old hag was given to her by Nakamura Yuichi, and in Japanese it's called Baba. She's called Baba by some of her seiyuu mates. And it was given to her by Nakamura Yuichi. If I remember correctly, the name Old Hag or Baba was given to him by Nakamura Yuichi because of a role that they had before, wherein Hikasa Yoko, who is already in her 20s, had to voice someone in the teens or 10s or something, 10 years old, or I don't know, a kid. So that's why she's called Old Hag. But she's not. She's really young and she's really pretty. That's why it's just a funny joke between some of the seiyuu voice actors or in the seiyuu industry. So you could check this on YouTube. There's actually a video about it. She's not. She's not an old hag. She's really young. She's not even in her 40s yet. She's young. That's just a joke. Okay. Okay, next is, okay, this is something I also wrote out of spite. Ishida Akira. I actually wrote Elusive Rare Legendary Goat because, number one, Ishida Akira is known to be a legend. He's voiced a lot of very popular anime roles and he's a veteran. The reason why I put Elusive Rare is because he doesn't appear in a lot of live shows, or like he doesn't have a lot of recent interviews. I mean, I make graphics for our SNS, right? I don't get a lot of his recent photos. There's no recent photos of him. That's why he's so elusive. I mean, if you search even in his kanji name, there's not a lot of recent pictures. Like, I guess he's camera shy or something, but I don't know. He doesn't have a lot of recent stuff. Please, Ishida. Please. disappear. Okay, but Ishida Akira is GOAT. No questions asked. GOAT. Next, Cutie Pie Specialist, Inori Minase. So Inori Minase has a very cute voice as well. That's why I put Cutie Pie Specialist. I don't think she voiced a lot of kids, but she did. But she's also very, very, very versatile. She can voice mature voices as well and something. But she's really, really good with cute characters. It doesn't have to be young. It doesn't have to be old. She's really cute. Period. That's why Cutie Pie Specialist. And she's also really... Dude, I really like... Okay, maybe this is just my preference, but I really like looking at Inori Minase because she's cute. And the fact that she's just the same age as me, and I'm like, okay! Jeans, I guess. Next. Chaos Personified is Shirai Yusuke. Shirai Yusuke is known to be very chaotic. Maybe not chaotic, rowdy. Maybe he is rowdy. He's really just funny and energetic, and he does a lot of chaotic things. Like, there are so many stories about him which are very funny and chaotic. That's why chaos personified. You can search on it, you can search about it on Google. There's so many stories about him. One thing, I don't know. I think it's rated PG. I don't know. This is the one that I know is very rated, so maybe I shouldn't. You just search on Google. You know. Anyway. The last but not the least, and then there's him. This is actually Miyano Mamoru. The funny thing about this is that so many people didn't recognize him at first and was like, who is that last one, and like, where is Mamo or something. They didn't notice that this was Mamo. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, one, Miyano Mamoru is actually really, really funny. Number two, despite that funny, why is he still handsome? Like, he's really handsome, he's very ikemen, he's really talented. And number three, if Shirai Yusuke is chaos personified, Miyano Mamoru is chaos himself. Interviews of Miyano Mamoru will always be lively, fun, because he really likes joking around. And I mean, can you see the photo? If you're looking at the photo, you can see just how chaotic he is. He's just really fun. I mean, Miyano Mamoru is a different a different breed on his own. Anyway, but yeah, that was Miyano Mamoru. Okay, that was the last one. Da-dang! Oh my god. I'm looking at the recording right now and it's 1 minute and 30 seconds. 1 hour and 30 minutes. I can talk for more than 1 hour by myself. Jesus. But yeah. I guess that's all. For those who are new to the fandom, I hope that you were able to at least know more about the seiyus and the jokes behind them. I don't know. I think this isn't enough, because these are just a few of the seiyu jokes that we have. There's a lot. You can search on Google, you can search on YouTube, and I hope that people who listen to this would at least know the jokes behind them. But I hope that despite the jokes, we always remember to respect seiyus and to recognize their works. Okay. So I hope you get to. So I hope you understood some of the jokes. This has been another long. My gosh, why is this long? I feel like I'm not gonna cut it after all. Why is this so long? Jesus, but yeah. That's the episode for today. This was long. I hope you guys learned something. To finish it off, let me greet everyone in different languages again. Goodbye. Adios. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Annyeong. Sayonara. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys tune in to another episode next time. Bye bye. Bye 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 bye. Bye bye.